Well, the Aussie share market has kicked off the new financial year in a very similar fashion to the way it finished the last one. We have the ASX 200 at midday, roughly 50 points, or about 0.9% high after what was a pretty flat start for the major indice here in Australia. Wall Street had a pretty good session as well. Some of the best quarterly numbers for a number of decades now for the major US indices as well. We had some better than expected economic data coming out of the States, so US consumer confidence well above expectations. So that optimism really helping to overcome some of the uncertainties around rising COVID cases over in the US. A little bit earlier this morning as well, some Chinese PMI numbers, manufacturing PMI numbers, again beating estimates as well. So some good signs to come through there. Locally though, building approvals for the month of May down about 16%, so quite a sharp decline there, although not having too much of a bearing on the local market so far. At the moment, we've seen gains rather broad-based. Most sectors improving. IT at the moment the real standout. Next DC is a data center company. It's up around the 8% mark after announcing this morning some new contract commitments for its New South Wales data centers, which has been received quite positively. Afterpay also up around 3%, and again closing in on fresh record highs. At its best today, it was just about 4 cents short of the $63 mark. Elsewhere, we've seen a majority of the mining and banking names improve as well, and that generally helps lift the broader market due to the fact that they are rather large in terms of market cap here. And discretionary retail is the other big movers as well. Retailing names like Harvey Norman and Kogan.com up around that 3-4% mark. Travel stocks like Webjet and Flight Center up around the 5-6% mark. Some of the gaming stocks, which have seen some pretty heavy losses over the last couple of days, also rebounding. So Jumbo Interactive today up around 11% so far. Sky City up around the 6% mark as well. And they saw losses for the first 2 days of this week. And some other company news, Temple & Webster, the online furniture retailer, currently in a trading halt. It announced a little bit earlier this morning that it is aiming to raise about $40 million from institutional investors just to shore up its balance sheet. Elsewhere, AMP up about 2%. It has finalized its life insurance business sale to Resolute Life for $3 billion. It's going to receive $2.5 billion in cash and about half a billion dollars in equity in the new life insurance company. It's also now looking to focus on simplifying its wealth management platforms and products as well. Suncorp, the Queensland-based financial services firm, down close to 0.5%. It's also gone through a bit of a restructure, in particular of its insurance business. It's also announced a new banking and wealth CEO this morning as well. So a little bit weaker on that particular update. The Aussie dollar, though, is now back above 69 US cents, hovering around that 69.1 US cent mark.